Human attitudes are spiritual revelations. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Human attitudes are spiritual revelations. What does it mean that human attitudes are spiritual revelations? Well, whatever our human attitudes are, this is our direction of our thought, of our attitude toward our spiritual self. These are our spiritual revelations. Now you say, some of my attitudes may not be too good, my human attitudes. They might be limiting. They're not really the divine, the absolute, the great quality that I would look forward to. And the answer that you have for that is correct. It's not that. But the thing is, what is a human attitude? A human attitude is where we are directed to some activity in our life. We're directed to some thinking in our life that says that all is in divine order. We are directed to some attitude in our being that looks toward the highest and the best for us. Our human attitudes are attitudes that lead us into greatness and into goodness. And also, our human attitudes can lead us downhill too, if that's our choice. And there's nothing wrong with that, except that we're going the wrong direction. We'll go downhill until we hit the bottom, and then we'll say, well, I guess the only way to go is up. And the thing is, rather than going downhill, when we have any attitude that makes us feel it is less than perfect, it is less than our ideal attitude, immediately we say, all is in divine order, and we turn about and put a new attitude in. Putting this new attitude in motion is a choice that we make all the time. Now, if we're taking a hammer and pounding our finger, we find that not acceptable, not desirable, not something we want to do, but we do it. We do it in many ways where we just sit there and pound away at our finger, and it makes our finger feel very unhappy. And we say to ourselves, why am I doing such a silly thing like this? Why am I bringing unhappiness into my world? Why am I bringing people into my world who do not bring me joy and peace and love and harmony? Why is it? Why am I letting human attitudes control my spiritual revelation? Why don't I let my human attitude just be a reflection of my spiritual revelations? And when I seek or see anything in my life, I say all is good and very good. When I see anything in my world and I see that it's less than what I really want to do, I immediately say all is in divine order, and I turn my attention to that which is for my highest and best. It's a decision, but our human attitudes are our spiritual revelations at the moment we have chosen them, because all is good. We cannot ever say that something is not good. Because if we say that something is not good, we say that something of our creation is not desirable. And if that's the case, and that's not our choice, then we immediately stop that direction of our thinking and turn to the direction of our thinking to spiritual revelations, something that's for our highest and our best, something that brings us joy and peace and harmony in our life, something that makes us feel good, something that is right for every occasion. And this is always our choice. It's always our decision. We know, as we live, what our human attitudes are. Our human attitudes are not hidden from us. They're right there on the surface. We see them every moment of our life. And as we see these human attitudes, we say to ourselves, what's going on here? What's going on here? Why am I having a broken leg? Why am I having unhappy relationships? Why am I having anything that's not good? Well, that's where my attention is. That's where my human attitude is. And that's what I think is my calling of my spiritual revelation. That's what I think the divine in me wants. Why would I think anything that would be the what the divine in me would not want? And of course, the divine in me doesn't want or not want anything. But the divine in me is my highest and best at all times. It's not a matter of wanting this or that or not wanting this or that. It's a matter of my beingness. What is my highest and best? What is making me happy? What is making my world happy? What is fulfilling every dream, every goal that I am? Now, I can go through life proclaiming and making affirmations and saying to myself continually, that I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. All my world is beautiful. I can affirm and affirm and affirm. But I wake up at some point in my thinking, and I say, hey, all is in divine order. If I realize that my spiritual revelation is that all is in divine order, then my human attitudes are all is in divine order. And if I keep affirming this, I don't have to say I am whole and perfect. I don't have to say anything like that. All I do is affirm all is in divine order. And as I do that, I'm living with a human attitude that I have built in me, which is a reflection of my spiritual revelation. And it is my spiritual revelation being me at all times, being my highest and best, being the finest that I am, being the most delightful, the most wonderful, the most positive, the most beautiful that I am. And that's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. And that's all that I care about, because that's who I am. Now, where are you? Are you recognizing your human attitudes or your spiritual revelations? And that if you are living beautiful, happy, harmonious experiences in your life, it's because you have put your human attitudes on the idea that all is in divine order, all is in God order, all is in perfect order. Have you been thinking that all the time in your world? If you are, then everything is just fine for you. Everything goes just beautiful for you. But if you're not, then you got a problem. So now, if we can dedicate our life to the phrase, all is in divine order, if we can dedicate our world to the idea that all is in divine order, then truly all is in divine order. We stop noticing any imperfection. We stop noticing anything that's not fulfilled or completed. We stop noticing anything that is not the divine being realized in me. And we say, all is in divine order. We say, my human attitudes are my spiritual reflections. My human attitudes are my spiritual revelations. What is the spiritual in me revealing to me? Well, every time I turn around, the spiritual in me says, you're good, you're nice, you're wonderful, you're lovely, you're desirable, you're fantastic. Oh, wow, wow, wow. And as I listen to the divine in me saying, I am wonderful, I am fantastic, as I listen to the spiritual revelations in me, bringing forth in my world all that I am, I feel good and very good. And then I realize my human attitudes are all a reflection of my spiritual self. And my spiritual revelations are revealed in my human attitudes. So today, I start putting a cause in motion for myself. I start realizing for myself that there's nothing else in this world that matters except to be myself and have fun, to live my life in its most noble and glorious way. If I would have a perfect life, if I would have a perfect reflection in me of all that is good and beautiful, then that is my reality. If I would have anything in my life that says to me, all is good, then that is exactly what it is. Because I am that which I am. I am the divine. I am the fulfillment. My human attitudes are spiritual revelations, and they are revealing to me now that all in my world is good and very good. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.